Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. July 22, 1980. Second interview with Florence Hoy at her residence in Los Angeles, conducted by Beverly Tung. Mrs. Hoy, what did the Chinese people do with the money they saved? Your friends, for instance. Did they invest it, or gamble, or send it home, or save it?
I don't know what they did. You know more than I do.
Did your husband mostly saved it, or send it home, or?
Oh, in the olden time?
Yeah, back in the olden days.
Oh, in the olden time, oh yeah. Sometimes they save some and send some to China, or you know, to their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they have brothers old enough to marry, they send the money back so that their brothers get married. See?
I see. Uh-huh. Did your husband do that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you do that too?
I don't.
Oh, that's right. You don't. So
yeah. He gets two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have some money, and they say, well, his brother want to get married, so we send some money, for them to get married.
Mm-hmm. You didn't know of any Chinese who were involved in politics back in China, did you?
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody in China.
When you came to Los Angeles, businesses were bad because of the Depression, right?
You mean during the Depression?
Mm-hmm. You came here during the Depression.
Yeah, 1931.
Okay. Was your business affected by the Depression?
Well, they all do. They all business kind of slow. You know, well, the business have business, but you don't make too much money.
Uh-huh.
See, everything is cheap.
Yeah.
In those days. But now, everything's high, you know.
Uh-huh. How about the other Chinese businesses? Did you see any Chinese business go under, for instance? You know, go bankrupt?
Oh, there must be a lot of them to go bankrupt. Even
but
then
didn't
now.
Know, you didn't know?
No.
Then? Mm. I see. Did you feel that there was hostility toward the Chinese in L.A.?
Oh, you mean
by the Caucasians?
Well, it used to be, yeah. There's some American people, you know, some like associate or, you know, kind of look down at you or whatever it is. But now it's different now.
Mm-hmm.
Now they say everybody's equal. Before they don't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the princess, you can get a good job.
Doing what? Or
long time ago.
Oh. For instance, what do you consider a good job?
I mean, now the young people can go into the factory or
what do you call?
Like technician or, you know,
mm-hmm.
like that, but before the people don't.
You mean white collar jobs, or you mean professional jobs?
Uh-huh. No, before they don't have.
Were there any Chinese doctors or lawyers or dentists back then?
Chinese. You mean doctor in
medicine?
Not very many. There might be some, but not very many.
Your doctor was not a Chinese? Did you have a doctor?
No, we live at home and we use an American doctor.
Oh, I see.
But in those days, there's no real a Chinese doctor. Doctor graduate from college.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in the the younger generation, the people born here and go to school, then they start started medicine,
mm-hmm.
we call it. In the olden time, they hardly, they way back, say 1918 or 19, before this first war.
Mm-hmm.
Before the first war. There's a fly.
Mm-hmm.
See, most of those days, the people come over and they start a family, see.
Mm-hmm.
So when they start a family, the children go to school, went to school here,
mm-hmm.
and go to college, and then the Chinese doctors coming up.
Okay.
Right before then,
yeah.
the hardly any.
Mm-hmm. When you said the Chinese could not get good jobs, such as a technician, you mean that they were qualified, but nobody would hire them?
I don't think they didn't have any. They're not even qualified because
they weren't qualified.
Yeah, because just as I said, only after the American born
mm-hmm.
Children then grow up, then they have. But the in the olden days they don't have the. The children come from China. They go to school, but when I remember a long time, when I first came, I don't hear any doctor. That's about 60 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
I would assume very few had
after
education.
Uh-huh. After World War One, 1920, then the young generation start coming out.
Mm-hmm. So coming out from where?
Go to a better job, education.
The younger generation in who were born and raised in America?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
The those who come over from China, most is from 16,
mm-hmm.
see, 16, 17, teenagers. They don't even finish high school, and they have to go to work.
Yeah, right.
Go to work and
support themselves.
Support themselves, and besides that, have to send money back to China.
Yeah, that's true.
Like my husband, he came over 16,
mm-hmm.
and so what can he do?
Mm-hmm.
Be a cook in be a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
or some in a laundry.
Mm-hmm.
See.
So when I asked you about hostility toward the Chinese, it wasn't really hostility what you mentioned. It was just because Chinese were not qualified to do that kind of work that they weren't hired. If they were qualified, they would be hired.
Well,
is that what you're saying?
No, there's not much hostility.
Mm-hmm. I see.
No, that's.
And you personally never felt any discrimination against you?
No, I
mm-hmm.
was maybe some of the little children, you know. I remember some little kids, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they played with the American kid, and the American kid said, "Oh, you're Chinaman."
Oh, okay.
But they don't know, they don't fight.
Uh-huh.
But they say, "Oh, you're Chinaman."
That was. They were playing with your children?
No, not my children. I was a teenage then.
Oh, in San Francisco?
Yeah, that's way back.
I see.
Not my. Oh, my children still play with the kids. The
no
go
problem.
With, oh yeah, they grow in fairness, you know, go to
school.
Oh, much better when my kids born, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They play just like American child. Play with American child, just like,
mm-hmm.
just like now.
Yes,
mm-hmm. No different.
Yeah. Do you think the Chinese have done better or worse than the general population in LA?
What do you mean by better?
Financially.
Financial?
Mm-hmm.
You mean the children's financial?
You mean the financial, the economic status of the Chinese? Are they, in other words, do they make more money or less money than the whites and everybody else in LA?
Well, they can make the same as an American if they want to work.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know too much about.
Yeah. Okay. So,
because they're too young to work, teenage. No. You mean?
The Chinese in the past, okay, like you and other of your friends, do you think you people have done better, or not as well as the overall?
I think we've general. Done pretty good.
Yeah.
We do
better than the.
I don't know better or no, not better, but I think we do pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Just like. Well, yes, you have to. Somebody have to start it.
Mm-hmm.
See, from January, start it. You know, to be each generation do a little better, a little better. See, just like when black people used to be, the white people, they had a hard time. The
mm-hmm.
black people now, black people and white people, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, you used to be. 50 or 60 years ago, the black people just like Chinese.
Mm.
Chinese people don't have a good
education.
A position, you know,
okay.
A working position or go the same. In fact, I remember in Boston, you know, and those black people can ride with the. White people's streetcar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, back
then. Yeah, in the 1920.
Mm-hmm.
See?
You never had any experience like that.
No, we Chinese can go any restaurant or hotel, but remember in the back east, but not in California though.
Mm-hmm.
In those days, but I remember we were in Boston, and. Those black people can ride in with the white people's streetcar.
Mm. Have you ever compared Chinese with the Jewish people in way of doing business? Or have you ever heard people making such a comparison?
I only know is the Jewish people's stingy or you know, tight with the money. That's why I said, are you a tie. That means stingy with the money, you know,
uh-huh.
Who tie the
yeah,
money.
Very tight. I mean, do.
But otherwise, they're not.
Have you heard anyone like make a comparison between the Chinese and the Jewish
no.
businessmen?
Mm-mm.
No. Yeah. Where did the Chinese men meet their wives?
You mean
back then, I mean, before they got married, how did they meet their
Well, they
wives?
Have, well, sometimes they have a muyen, you know,
yeah,
in between,
yeah. Uh-huh.
And sometimes they, some friend introduce, you know.
Uh-huh. Were their wives usually American-born Chinese women, or did they go back to China to get married? Like, for instance, like your husband who came over here at 16. Other people like him?
Yeah, I remember a long time ago, before, in before the First World War, most Chinese men save money and go back and get married, and they come back him by himself,
mm-hmm.
while their wives are still in the back, but sometimes they could come over at the same time.
But not too many went back, though.
No, if they can get one in here, they get in here. But sometimes the father and mother wants the son to go back to China. go back to China and get the wife.
Why? Why would they want their son to go back?
I don't know. I really don't know. I guess they want to, wife say, take care of the old people, I guess.
traditional Chinese.
Yeah, person. But now, no more now.
Yeah. Were the American-born Chinese eager to have sons too? For instance, people who have been here a long time, for instance, you yourself or your friends, did you have any preferences over the sex of your children?
What do you mean by
Did you want boys, you know, more than you wanted girls?
Not so many now. Now it's just,
I don't mean now, I mean back then.
Oh, yeah. So, well, some they do, they want to have boys, you know, to carry their last name. That's what they want, you know. Because the boys always have your last name.
Mm-hmm.
The girl married out and then she lost it, that's all. But now it's different. It doesn't make no difference, boys or girls. Same thing. Changing, just Americanized.
Did many parents feel it was important for their children to attend Chinese schools to learn the language?
It used to be, children like to go to school, learn the language. I think now they still want the children to go to school, but the children don't want to go, don't want to learn. They're tired, don't want to learn.
Did you?
My children doesn't learn Chinese.
Did you want them to learn?
Well, I wanted them, but at that time there's no Chinese teachers around here. Mm-hmm. You have to go way down Los Angeles.
See,
and then and you don't have much time. If they go to school at 8 o'clock or 8:30 and come out 3 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and then you can't send them to Los Angeles. Unless you live down there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that is. But I don't know. I know San Francisco. They have a school class on Saturday.
But the people, like your children, didn't want to go, right?
They don't want to go.
I see. And they grew up back in the 40s and 50s, right? When were your children born?
Oh, 35 and...
Oh, so they grew up...
No, 30 and 35.
So they grew up in the 40s, late 30s and mid 40s.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
They don't have that much. After you go to school all day in English,
mm-hmm.
you don't have time to go to Chinese.
Yeah.
See?
Did many...
And besides, they went to go to high school.
Uh-huh.
They play ball, and sometimes I make them take the piano.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't... So I say, I figure, they live in America, and I don't think they're going to want to go back live in China anyway. But it's nice to know how to speak.
And you spoke English with them, right?
Yeah, we speak English with them. Because we're in the business, sometimes you talk to them in Chinese, American people, they would think that we are talking to them. But some American people understand. But why don't you say... They say, why don't you teach your children to speak Chinese? And yes, I want to, but they don't want to learn.
And you had four children, right?
No, just two boys.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Did many of your friends hope to ultimately return to China?
I don't think so. I don't have too many friends.
Mm-hmm.
And what I have this day live in America.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't know of anybody who went back, other than your husband's uncle, I think you said, went back.
You mean went back and live in China?
Yeah, went back to live in China for retirement or something like that.
No.
Well, okay.
They like to live in America, but
uh-huh.
unless they have a family, you know,
yeah.
home. Father and mother or wife.
Mm-hmm. What do people think of interracial marriages?
Well, before I think the parent against it, but now it's different now. Now they.
Would you or your friends have been against interracial marriages back then?
Well, not exactly against it, but they wedded to, they married to, you know, same races, you know,
mm-hmm.
or Oriental people, but not Caucasian. But now, so many American-born, they married Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
See, before hardly any.
You didn't know of anybody who married. Any of your friends or
Caucasian?
No. Of Chinese marrying Caucasians.
Now?
No,
oh, yeah.
No, back then, 1930s, 40s, before World War II. Were there any Chinese that you know?
I heard a lot of people that do marry Caucasian, but I don't know the name. So
you've heard of people
uh-huh.
mentioned?
Uh-huh.
Now. What about blacks or other racial groups? Do Chinese only marry Caucasians? They don't marry blacks or Koreans or some other race?
You mean the older time?
Yeah, back in the olden days. We were talking about the interracial marriages,
mm-hmm.
and you said they never marry Koreans or blacks or anybody else.
It's been a long time ago.
Long time ago.
I think there's some. I don't know how many. I don't know.
Are you sure? Chinese marrying or blacks or other races.
Black is very Mutani don't marry black people. Most of white people, Caucasian.
Would you have considered marrying a Caucasian when you were in your late teens or early teens?
You mean in my time?
Yeah. If a Caucasian proposed to you, would you have considered it?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No.
In my time.
Why? Because you personally don't like Caucasians, or you are afraid other people might talk?
Because I don't know. Because it's, you know, when you walk in, everybody look at you. This is one is yellow, one is white.
I see. But would you mind it for if your children or grandchildren married Caucasian?
Well, if they want to, they really love each other. Now it's a different world.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's all mixed up now. All mixed people. It doesn't matter to me now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a good thing to mix up. To mix in or mix into marriage.
Mm-hmm.
There's some bad and good in all nations.
Mm-hmm. But back then it was a lot less acceptable than it is
I know,
now.
Yeah, but
mm-hmm. What did you or others think of the way Chinese were portrayed in movies?
I don't go to movies too well.
Okay.
Always one occasion, don't. Well, when I was young, I go to, but now I don't know too much movie now.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear anyone say they were embarrassed to be Chinese?
What do you mean, the Chinese embarrassed to be Chinese?
Well, yeah, back then, did they ever say anything like, I wish I were a Caucasian or something to that effect?
I don't know. I don't think so. That I know of. Maybe there is some. See? But I don't hear
your
it.
Your friends don't talk about it.
Not my friends, see? Mm-hmm. But maybe there's some, you know. I really don't know.
What kind of jobs would most Chinese consider to be ideal for themselves?
Now?
No, then. Before 1945.
Oh, what they do, they want to be a own business, I guess, most people.
Own
what?
Business? What about for their children?
They want their children to have the education first, mm-hmm. and then see what they want.
They don't have preferences.
No, well, sometimes maybe the parent wants to be them to be a doctor. Most the parent want the children to be a doctor or a lawyer or some, mm-hmm. Good.
Did you ever think about getting your own career back in those days?
My own career?
Back in the 20s and 30s.
Well, I never thought of it.
Did anybody else, any other of your friends?
Yeah, I guess there are some they want to be their own career, but that's, you have to, to have to get an education.
And you don't feel you had enough education, or you just didn't really want to have your own career?
Well, some people, they don't have enough career education to go into career.
Mm-hmm.
And some you can't get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but you yourself?
No, I don't aim to it, because I know I'm not qualified to.
What did you learn at the Cameron School? What did they teach you?
Oh, we go to school there and teach you, well, they mostly teach us Christianity.
Ah, see? But then they teach you arithmetic or
science? Oh, yeah,
English?
We go just elementary school, up to 8th grade, that's all.
You never went to school after
and
8th grade?
And then after 8th grade, if you want to, then you could go out. Go outside to the public school.
Did you?
Yeah.
You went?
Yeah, I went to public school and go to a family house, you know,
mm-hmm.
to work in a family,
mm-hmm.
and go to school.
How many years of education did you have?
Huh?
Up to which grade?
I graduated at junior high and then I went to a high school and then I went to a year or so and I dropped out.
Why did you drop out?
Oh, because I too stupid.
Oh. Who were your childhood friends up in the San Francisco? Were they all other girls of your same age, Chinese? Also?
Yeah, in a home, yeah, I guess. A friend from the home, the girls. Yeah, there's some corn already, a lot of corn already.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them married to some other city and we didn't have correspondence and we lost track.
Was there any dating at that time?
What?
Was there any dating? Did you see anybody go out on a date?
Oh yeah, they go out on a date.
You do?
Uh-huh.
How old do you have to be before you can date normally?
Just old enough, I guess.
15, 16?
I don't know much about the date.
Did you ever go on a date?
Yeah.
How old were you when you first went on a date?
Oh, about 20.
Oh.
See, Cameron, how we can go out. when we were young, see? They have
Plenty.
To, yeah. But outside people, outside the Chinese, I don't know if they have date or not. I guess in those days, not much. I don't know what they do with Moses. Stay home, not as sociable as is now. The date, because they don't have no car.
Oh, what sort of
all you have is they have to walk, or take a street car. So where they have a date, you have to walk.
Oh my.
Yeah, now you have the date, you have got a car, you go around to theater, any place, but all your, in those days, you, if a theater near you, you go to downtown. You
what
have to walk to downtown for the theater,
yeah.
Go
shop. What did you do on your first date? Where did you go, do you remember?
Oh, we go for dinner and then go to the show.
A movie?
Yeah.
I see. Was there, when you were at home, at the Cameron house, what kind of activities, recreational activities, did the girls engage in?
No,